Wealth is something that is already here. It's not like,
gee, I'm really poor, and I'm going to just visualize myself wealthy, and then I'm going to get to be wealthy. There are two things that go with it. I visualize myself to have wealth, abundance, instead of scarcity. I see the abundance in my life, and I'm going to connect to that, all right? Now, it isn't just like, oh, now I got that picture, and now I'll just sit around and wait for abundance to just walk into my life. We always act on whatever image we have. So you begin now to act on a new image, a new visualization, which is one of abundance. I expect that things are going to improve in my life. I'm entitled to have things improve in my life. I am part of the perfection of this whole universe. There are no mistakes in this perfection that is this universe. I am a part of all of humanity. I'm not separated out from humanity. I'm a part of it all. I am spiritual. Whatever God is within me as well. All right? I am divine enough to ask, and I am important enough to receive. And you start thinking like that, and that becomes the image. Now you start acting on that abundant image that you have, or that positive image, or that wealthy image, or that healthy image, or whatever it is. And then your actions start to take over. But what you have to really get is that what you're visualizing is here already. It's not going to just arrive from Mars or from the Milky Way galaxy or someplace else. It's here. If it wasn't here, you wouldn't be capable of visualizing it. How can you visualize something that isn't here? How can you visualize what it would be like to be able to do something that it's impossible for you to do? How could you visualize yourself being an entity that lives on Neptune when you don't know what Neptune is and you've never been there, or to be a creature made out of gases rather than out of matter, out of form? So you don't visualize yourself as a creature made out of gases, right? Or vapors or something. You visualize whatever is, whatever you are capable of visualizing is already someplace here. There's wealth here. It's all over the place. It's real interesting. They've done studies with people who were unemployed, and they would tell them to visualize or to image yourself getting a job. And one of the people had a job that paid $10,000 a year. That was their previous job. Another person had a job that paid $25,000 a year. And another was a high-paid executive who had a $250,000 a year job, but he was unemployed now. And they were told to practice this visualization technique, to see yourself with a job, to see yourself working again, and to start acting on that visualization. And each one of them did that. And as they saw themselves and imagined that, and that thought, which is a thing, began to manifest itself, they began to act on that. A job isn't going to arrive from another planet. A job is already here. You just have to tune into it now and connect to it. And so 3 months later, each one of them had a job. And the person who had a $10,000 job now had another $10,000 job. And the $25,000 a year person had a job paying that. And the executive had a job paying that. It wasn't because each one of them had special training or abilities that would keep them from having higher paying jobs. They got the jobs that they saw themselves having. That's what they imagined for themselves. And as you imagine yourself working as a clerk, and that's all that I'm capable of doing, and I can't go beyond that, then you start looking for and acting on clerk kinds of images. Without the thought, you can't get the job. The job is a thought. Every day you get up and you think, and then you get into your formation and you go do your little job. The $25,000 a year person was a salesperson and saw himself making about that much money. And that's pretty much what he went after. So his vision is not one of abundance. His vision is one of scarcity. There's a limit on how much money I can make because of my history, because of my training, because of whatever it is that I've convinced myself of. And therefore, they stay sort of at that level. And the higher-paying executive went for an executive position and pretty much replaced that. That kind of thing precludes anybody from saying, yeah, all of this fancy higher consciousness, spirituality, transformational kind of talk, it's very interesting and nice, and if you've got time and all that, I'll get into it. And those people are missing the message that James Allen talked about, that circumstances do not make a man. They reveal them.